Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. We just had our Lightship Blues from Ed. And, boy, that's a wonderful way to do an intro here. So today is November 26th. This is the last Friday of the month and 2010 in November. So let's do some clearing here for emotions. You may have had some maybe today if you went out Christmas shopping or maybe Thanksgiving the day before. So here we go, emotional trauma release here. So think of a situation that happened to you, and hopefully it wasn't a very, very bad one. I'm kind of picturing somebody out there with maybe a fender bender in their car or something, but here we go. Count to five to release that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, whoa, you guys have some stuff. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Maybe that's the revenge of the turkey you may have eaten, coming back to get you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I got to do it again. One, still yawning. Wow. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Let's do a self-sabotage clearing. Here we go. Think of a situation the last couple of days that you may have experienced. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'm yawning again. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a clearing. This is free on the website, too, which is being overwhelmed. So we'll do a overwhelming clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Man, a lot of stuff with you people. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you're yawning, too, you know, that's just a sign that maybe you've experienced something. One, two, three, four, and five. Good. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop. So here we go. We'll count from 10 to 1. And this will allow you to become heart-centered. This the way it works. When you do this, you can do yourself. You don't need me to help you with this here. But you're commanding your spirit. This is the intent to drop your thoughts into your heart center. And that puts you into peace. So here we go. Dropping down. You can feel the energy maybe moving inside of your body. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, I don't know what's happening. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, that's feeling much better. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, should be in your heart. And let's now see if our co-host is on here. So we have Carrie tonight. So Carrie, are you out there somewhere?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and hello, everybody. It's Friday night, so it's a kind of paranormal night tonight. We're on Station 2, as those of you listening will know already. So if you'd like to call in, let's see, what do we have tonight? We've got under the little button to get the audio going on BBS, the phone-in numbers. We're on the 4511 number, but the others are open, so that's 430-413, and then there's 4515, and 4520. And if for any reason those aren't working, we've got the 415 number, which is 415-287-0074. And the fast chat, of course, is another way that you can type in your questions for Ron, and we have a few people already. So welcome to Tiffany and Dulce so far. And then as it's Friday, Ron will be doing his Q&A in about an hour after this show, so at about 8:05. And if you'd like to call into that, I'll put the number up in a sec. It's 646-519-5800. That's 646-519-5800, and then you'll be prompted for a PIN, and that's 9009#. And I think we have a caller. Ron, is somebody there? I heard a beep.
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. How are you on this Thanksgiving Eve?
Hi,
Thanksgiving
Larry.
After day.
Doing good.
Okay.
How are you?
Okay, great. I would just like to say, Ron, it seems like it's been some of my experiences that when we get a healing from you, that the aliens through the subconscious mind, they try to put these blocks on us that we don't get the healing when we really do, because I noticed that they put a block on me subconsciously. They got me in a subconscious state, and when I was able to clear that blockage, I saw that I indeed did get that healing, go into the memory area and heal that, but they've been blocking me out for a long time. And until I'm becoming more realized now, and I see what they're doing. But they work from the subconscious to the conscious, or conscious to the subconscious mind, or they may work to control you, your physical intimate body, to be a prostitute or anything. They can do whatever they want, or make a politician become a person, become a politician who wants to be a carpenter or anything. They control you to do all kinds of things. But I was wondering if you can help us tonight, if you could release a timeline as far as our subconscious mind is concerned, that is being controlled by the aliens, where they deceive us when we really are getting the healings and they block us out of it, of our good.
Okay. Well, we can pick on one of the races here. Somebody requested, I think, Arcturians along the way here. I thought I saw that up on the fast chat. So let's do a clearing. There we go. Yeah, Arcturians from Peter. So let's do a clearing for them. Remember, there could be one or two good ones out there. Yeah. But we're dealing with the ones that are not causing you problems. Plus, the ones that typically may be good may not be here at this time. I don't know. But here we go. Let's do some timeline crashing to get them away from us here. And they could also be causing us problems with healings. They don't necessarily take them away, but they may make you think that you haven't had anything. So here we go. Timeline crashing, Arcturian. So think of an issue that you want to deal with. And it could be anything. This is a pretty heavy night for most people, the way it's felt. So there's some type of emotions happening. So think of what you dealt with more recently here, and that will be an issue, and we'll clear that issue if the Arcturians happen to have put you into that issue or are enhancing that issue, making it stronger in their timeline. So here we go. I'm going to crash this timeline. It's up to you to think of that issue, okay? And if they have interfered with you, you're going to feel some relief. Remember, what do they call it? The test is, you know, do you sense what's happening around you in your body? And that's the whole thing. So here we go. Timeline crashing, Arcturian timeline for the issue that you choose to bring forth. And think of something now. So I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 5, boy, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Just see how you feel. The timeline is crashing, but you may not necessarily feel it within maybe the next couple of minutes, okay? Depends where you are in this timeline. If you're at the far end of it, you already felt it. If it's closer to you, then it's still happening and you haven't necessarily felt it go through your body yet. So I'll turn it back over to you, Terry.
Okay. Larry, did you have any other questions?
No, I thank you for that very much, both of you. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay, then.
So we have some more people on the fast chat, Ron, have joined us. Pauline, thanks for putting up the Q&A number. And then we have Maria and Stephanie, and Ed is on, and Linda. Thanks for the song, Ed. Hope you heard that this evening. Linda, Annika, Tiffany, Pete from Australia asking for that timeline clearing. Thanks, Pete. And who else do we have? William, Eric, Tina, Jennifer, and Janet. So a bunch of people. So you know what I'm thinking, Ron, since we have all just had Thanksgiving and everybody has been around relatives and probably some drinking yesterday. I know where I was, there was one guy that was not drunk, but a little inebriated. What clearings can we do on the website that will help to get rid of whatever we picked up yesterday?
Probably the entity clearings.
Okay.
Because the entities are what body hop from people. And like if somebody who's intoxicated, they're probably going to be full of them. Or just playing out energy. So that's what I'd say is maybe the entity clearing would help you to get rid of the people that you were with and saw as the entity's body hop. So if you do feel different, we'll do an entity clearing now, a sample. And if it helps you, you may want to go online and get the entity clearing. And you probably want to get the unlimited one after you do your whole lifetime so that you can stay current with the clearing. Because the entity one is one of the big ones that people have troubles with. And they cause addictions. So here we go. We're going to take away the entities that maybe you've experienced. We'll just say from Wednesday on to today, which is Friday. So here we go. See if we can get rid of these here. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Oh, boy. Wow. And we'll energize the light beam. We'll bring in the males. We need a lot of help tonight. So here comes the male. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I think we'll do a healing for the turkeys.
Good idea.
The ones that, were basically killed for us to eat. Tim had a good thing there. We eat turkeys, and we are turkeys to aliens. As above, so below. Yeah, so that's basically it. You know, we're all in the turkey soup, and I'm sure that some of the aliens become turkeys too, to other aliens, okay? So, like I kind of mentioned, which might sound kind of gross to people, but somehow the aliens eat us alive, where we prefer our animals, our food chain to be cooked. And that's the difference there. Anyway, let's get removed from that scenario here. So here we go. We'll do a healing first on the spirits of the turkeys. Here they go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do an entity clearing now. So stronger, let's get them out of everybody that you picked up along the way, maybe through Christmas shopping, maybe through seeing relatives during the process here of Thanksgiving. Maybe you somehow picked up a emotional body, a dead relative as an entity that wanted to visit your family's maybe get-together, okay? Because they'll all show up on those given days, okay? So you could have some great-great-grandparents with you, and maybe they like you and came into your body. So just food for thought for everybody, because entities do body hop. And they normally, they'll more commonly come through, you know, your genetic lineage, but you can pick up other ones equally just as well. So here we go. Stronger. And just see if your body feels lighter afterwards. You may have some tingling going on as they get released. Stronger, stronger, and then we return back to the earth spirit. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feeling better, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, just see how you feel. You might want to just get up and walk a little bit. Very possibly you could have had a relative in you, maybe with maybe a hip problem. Remember, older people normally get hip problems. And maybe you're wondering why, you know, maybe today you're walking in the store doing your shopping and your hips kind of hurt. It could have been from this energy coming into your physical body. Remember, they bring to you what they've experienced in their lifetime, and normally they hang on to the last physical problems. Could be a heart attack, could be lung cancer, could be a broken hip or something, could be the pain of that, and as they come into us, then we start to experience that problem. So there we go. And I'll do some more releasing. So everybody just get up and walk around a little bit here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, wow. So it looks like Stephanie's talking about an event, a new age intentional event happened today. A frequency event to take place for 3.3 minutes. So, Stephanie, if you feel brave, you might want to call in, or if not, just maybe type it in. Maybe we're feeling the negativity from that here. I don't know. I don't want to make any assumptions here, but what we can do is once we find out what it is, we'll clear it. That would be nice to do. So I'm waiting, Stephanie. If anyone else to call in, please do so. And we do have our last, for this month, the eight-hour alien life form removal. We're in quarantine. We're still on it right now, in fact. If you've been on the calls, that'll be this coming Sunday. At 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern, 8-hour conference call, and it's for body rejuvenation. So it gets rid of these alien critters from us here. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okie doke. Well, we had a question a little bit earlier from William, which kind of goes with the being around all our relatives and stuff. Get around to judgmental people, and William was asking for a sample judgment clearing, and then we'll get the caller. I hear a beep.
Okay, caller, we'll be with you in a second here. So here we go, a judgment clearing. So that could go many different directions here. So let's just do it. What I mean is that it could be judgment from you or, you know, that you have on yourself, or it could be judgment from other people. So let's do the ones that you have toward other ones, and then we'll do what they have given you. So here we go, judgment. So releasing that from you for the last couple of days here, since from Wednesday to now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll do the judgment that people have put on you. Maybe you showed up someplace with the wrong colored clothes, or maybe your shoes weren't polished, maybe your hair wasn't done right. You know how people judge us for any reason. Mainly they judge us because they're not comfortable with who they are, so they judge us. So here we go. Boy, this is going to be heavy. Here we go. Stronger. Bring up the light beam. Stronger. Bring in some more meals. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Well, so this is what people do to you. If you feel a relief, boy, you may, that's on the website too, judgment, but wow. You might want to do the self-empowerment clearing. That's the cheapest way out. It's $50, but it's many, many, many clearings. So that's just an idea for you, and that takes 6 weeks because this is on there also, I believe, something like that, different issues. So here we go. So back to you, Terry. I'm still kind of going through this here.
Discombobulated.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we had a beep. Is there somebody there?
Yes, there is.
Who is this?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was
nice
just chatting
you.
With Annika, and she thought I should call in and tell Ron about the timelines crashing.
Oh, great.
Coming back from Antioch, which is about an hour from Sacramento at south and west, and looking up at the sky, and I could just see it for miles and miles and miles. And at one point I looked up and there was what looked like a skull face, and then spots that looked like there were holes in it, and the holes, all the lines were going out in every direction from the center out. It was very interesting. It wasn't like I'd seen before. So it was fascinating. It was all I could do to keep my eyes on the road.
Wow, yeah. When was that? What day was that?
Today.
Today? Oh, wow.
Yeah, this afternoon while I was driving back.
Wow. Was it very cloudy? We have had no clouds here, so I haven't been able to look up and examine those the last few days. So you have had clouds?
There were clouds all the way, like I said, from Antioch north to where 80 comes across,
mm-hmm.
Which is where Sacramento is, and then all the way up to almost Truckee, I could see that.
Wow.
So well, I've done a lot of work today. California time, probably, I'll say around 10 each, probably. Two, I would say, maybe, I'm guessing about 3, because I think I had a couple of hours before the conference call. So that's what I was doing, stuff like that. So it's very possible, you know, that was being affected. And also I was looking for the alien ship clouds up there in the beyond that was bringing us awful weather here, at least in Mount Shasta and maybe elsewhere, having those clouds go away. We've had a lot of success doing that by taking out the alien ships. Just give you, for instance, I think it was yesterday, we're supposed to have up to, I think it was 8 inches of snow, and we had nothing. Although, you know, things can change quickly here anyway, but normally when I get bad weather reports, I see where it's coming from, and I will go after the alien ships that are up there that are bringing us poor weather or bad weather. I don't personally think we need to have snow. Rain is okay, but I don't think we need to have snow anywhere because it kills too many things. It kills trees, you know, the leaves fall, animals die, and, you know, not counting, you know, the houses that get destroyed by heavy snow and just the stuff that we go through as humans, dealing with snow, driving a car and getting stuck and everything else. So, you know, I don't think we need to really have snow here. So.
So does that mean it shouldn't get as cold as it does for the rain to become snow? Are you saying that?
That's correct. I don't see any problem with typical snow. What I do have a problem with, you know, if it snows a lot, and normally we have a lot of that happening. So that's the problem that we have. And like if you get, you know, a lot of snow on it, you know, happens to be on the roof of your house and your house's roof caves in on you or something, then, you know, there's a problem.
Sure.
And so rain won't cause that. And I think rain is probably better than snow, although, you know, there's moderation there too. But snow, you know, I don't see much use for snow. So anyway, that's kind of I've been working with more recently here is to have the weather patterns, you know, dampen down somewhat.
Well, I'm sure the more northerly places will appreciate that greatly.
So you
Linda, what time were you driving? Oh, sorry,
Ron, probably
go
saw
ahead.
The timelines crashing from that perspective of these things going down.
I was going through there from about 2 o'clock to, well, I got up here at 5:30. So in Sacramento about 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were overlapping with the tail end of Ron's work.
Yeah. And
yeah,
very possibly, you know, sometimes those timelines can crash instantly. So very interesting. Thank you for the call. That's kind of good
welcome,
validation.
Thank you for the work.
Yeah.
Did you have any clearing requests, Linda? Do you have any achy body parts or anything that you would like a sample clearing from Ron on?
Well, there's always a little something going on in my neck and my mid-back.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that here.
Okay.
So, mid-back and neck for everybody listening to. Here we go. So, releasing some energy there. So, stronger, 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 stronger. A little heavy, so let's do it some more here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feeling better. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay, everybody, let's see how that's affected you here. So thank you for calling, Linda.
Thank you, and my neck feels longer.
Longer,
so
okay.
Does mine.
Oh, it's not what we can do. I do this off and on for people. So if you do have a neck problem, we'll put some energetic braces on you, okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, this is on everybody listening here. So we're going to attach one to, like, the underside of your chin. And this will go in front of you, maybe, you know, where your sternum is there. That's the first one. And we'll do one from your shoulders, one on each side, okay? So I'm going to count to 10, and you might feel your neck get a little bit longer, okay? And you're going to find the pressure being released from your head, the weight of your head. So this is what it's for. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's that type of energetic brace. We'll also do one now on your hips. So we're going to do this now so that it can take the pressure off your hip joints here, okay? So put maybe one on each side, maybe one on each front side of you, and one on your tailbone. So here we go. 1, and this is with your permission, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. There we go. So,
and how long do these last, Ron? How long do they stay in?
A couple of days.
You
need probably, you know, ask the light beams to keep it on. Normally a couple of days is what they normally last for. So I want everybody to get up and walk around here and just see if your body's a little more erect. And it's, they're designed to take pressure off of you. I do this for a lot of people maybe who has, say, a broken leg or something wrong. And you have to have the body have the pressure, the physical weight, reduced from that location so it can heal. So just get up and walk around and just kind of see. It may have changed your center of gravity a little bit, but you might just feel like you weigh a little bit less. See what happens here on the fast chat. And if somebody will wish to call in, that's fine too. Our show will be over in probably about maybe 20 minutes, and we'll go on to the Q&A after that. So if you're interested in coming on a Q&A session, this is just about the light ship. I like to have the newcomers call in just to ask questions about maybe healing. So, you know, anything about the light ship, I can help you out with that, and also helping some of the other callers who maybe have had a particular healing, they could probably tell you about it or what it's about, how it affected them. Online again here. So hopefully you felt the nice energy of those braces here. Let me see here. We'll work with people's wrists, maybe carpal tunnel possibly. So let's just try that. Here we go. Wrist energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So just see how that feels. Move your wrist around. And Carrie, have they found you yet? Are you on out there in cyberspace, or are you on a tether line?
Oh, maybe.
Hello, Carrie.
Oh dear.
I hear you.
I hear you.
Okay. You want to talk, Carrie?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you hear me?
Yeah, maybe I can hear you good.
Oh, you can. Okay, great. Okay. Well, I just heard something about wrists, so that I'm sure was good. Let's see. So a little ways back, my fast chat's now playing up. I know somebody, I think it was Frank, was saying something about that he was feeling very hot or heating up or something. So I'm not sure how new you are to this, Frank, but we wanted to let you know that that is usually when something has been cleared out and your spirit is able to move more fully into your body because something's been taken away and it's left the space where your spirit can come in. When it does come in, you usually get feel warmer. So that's probably what was happening. I don't remember what point it was that you typed that in. But, Ron, did you want to add anything else to that? I know you like to do that thing where you take us out through our legs and come back in our through our feet. And I know my legs always get really warm when you do that.
Yeah, we could do that now. So, yeah, what that is, if you have any physical sensations in your body, the two most common ones would be, feeling tingles and then feeling warm. With this next clearing, what we're going to do is bring your spirit in. Instead of having your spirit come in through maybe your crown chakra when it leaves, which it's not supposed to do, but if it does leave you, they normally go out of the crown only because the aliens are bringing in the connections from the jellyfish and the orbs into your crown chakra, making that connection and manually taking you out without your permission, okay? So you always want to tell your spirit to stay in your body. But normally, if you're out of your body somehow, your spirit doesn't always go all the way into your legs. So what we're going to do now is a healing for that. So here we go. I'm going to take you out momentarily. This is perfectly safe and bring you in through your feet. So here we go. So coming out of your body, now in through your feet and legs, hips, okay? And out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, so you should feel heavier in your legs, and just by going in and out of your body does not mean that you're in your body correctly. You could be turned sideways. So we're going to fix you up right now. I'm going to take you out momentarily and put you in properly. Now you're in your body properly right now. So you may have felt your body jerk, have a little quick sensation of something a little different. And now when you look out of your eyes straight ahead, your spirit's going to be looking out of your eyes. Instead of maybe going from one eye, it'll be out of both of them. So you should possibly feel the difference. So you should feel more whole and complete, and this helps your well-being. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, my fast chat's being a bit funny, and I'm feeling a little behind on it, so I'm just going to go to the most current page, and then I'll take a peek back in a minute. But Tiffany is asking about American Indians, Native Americans, praying to a great spirit outside themselves, and is that what they're doing?
Yeah, whenever you pray to anything, you know, there's no need to pray, first of all, and so that's what all the cultures are taught, so not necessarily picking out the Native Americans here, but any culture that prays outside of themselves, they're hooking up to the darkness. That's the bottom line, because nothing outside of yourself is going to help you as much as your spirit can. Some cultures believe that their ancestors are maybe in the clouds or somewhere that they can connect to, which could be true. They could be there in that holding pattern of the forced reincarnation, and so they may actually have visitations that way. But regardless, you want to use your own spirit power and not rely on something outside of yourself, because there's always typically some kind of trap involved in that, which you may not even know about. You might not understand or have that consciousness. And so this is one of those habit patterns that gets ingrained through generations and generations. And unfortunately, it is a teaching of the darkness to do that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, there are a lot of nice comments from the last few things that you've done. Linda saying that she feels very light, and she did feel the braces. And William is saying, yes, very good work, feel it. Tiffany, Terry, a lot of light coming in very strongly, thank you. And somebody somewhere was saying, oh, Jerry is saying, enjoying the music, light being still working on us. So that's nice. Now, whatever you did for wrists, and that's a part that I didn't hear, I think Stephanie is asking if you could do the same thing for our arms.
Yeah, I can just do a clearing. I don't know if we need braces on our arms or not. We could try that
okay,
if you wish. Here we go. So I'll count to 20 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So there we go. What I'll do is kind of a similar clearing, but what we'll do is a robotic clearing. This is on the website, too, to get rid of the robotic alien interface that is connecting to our physical body to make us like robots. So not only do they do mind control with our mind, with our thoughts, they also have a way to control your body. So for some people, that might go, well, that sounds really, really far out. But just think of some time in your life that maybe you were walking and doing something, and maybe all of a sudden you tripped and you didn't know why you tripped. That could have been when that was being either deactivated or activated in you. A good way to look at that, too, is to watch, and I use this quite often on my examples, is look at the different soldiers out there doing the goose step, and you see thousands of them in perfect alignment, perfect harmony. Nobody's out of step. Now, how can that happen? You know, it's one program that controls the mind and another program that controls the body, and that's why they're all in unison. So it doesn't take much of a stretch, you know, in your, you know, conscious imagination to realize that, yeah, something must be going on here. And that's what it is. It's a robotic alien program that's being used on these people. So let's do a release on that. So we had arms and wrists, so let's do that now. And this program is outside of our body, and it somehow gets interfaced with us through some kind of energetic transfer. So here we go, working with our shoulders, arms, wrists and fingers. And you might want to move your fingers up and down, back and forth, your wrist, maybe make circles with it, move your arms. Right now, kind of just see how you're feeling. You know, the old saying is the proof is in the pudding, you know. So here we go. If you like pudding. So here we go. Take out some of your robotic programs. So I have to count. I'll count from 10 five times to release them. So one, two, this is the ones that are hooked up to you right now by some alien race. It will crash your timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. So, see how that feels now? Now we're going to do some timeline crashing. So, here we go, everybody. So, like I mentioned before, the light ship goes after the aliens that connected you to a timeline. They go after the satellites that beam down this energy to you. They go after the whole timeline. They go after the planet, we'll say, if there's such a thing, the UFO, the ships, whatever that would be, yes. And then they go from there to where they can go to after that to get rid of these aliens that are interfering with our free will, free choice here. And then they look for trapped physical body parts and also spirits that are also taken. So here we go. One. Two, timelines are crashing. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. Now, be aware of the timelines crashing. First, check your body out now. Check out, you know, this robotic program of your shoulders, your, you know, your arms, your elbows, wrists, fingers. You probably are feeling a little bit lighter. Okay. Maybe you have more movement now. Maybe you feel normal. And the timelines are crashing. So I'll turn it back over to you again. And, yeah, William mentioned about people working, people shopping. Yeah, that could also be an alien type of energy forcing you to shop and spend money. I won't get into that too much, but that could also be considered in there, you know. And maybe you saw robots in stores, robotic people in stores buying things. We won't get into that too much. But back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm feeling this timeline thing in my head slamming into my forehead. This is a
This timeline's gonna be crashing for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So everybody will probably feel something happening in 10 minutes here if they don't feel it right now or throughout the 10-minute time. You may feel your body not feeling too secure inside of itself, kind of like an internal earthquake, kind of like a puzzle being thrown against a wall. And then being put back together again, sort of. Okay, this is what happens in the timeline crashes. So just know that, you know, you will be feeling a little different, but when it's over with, you're going to feel better. So just hang in there. Sometimes it can be very uncomfortable for just a few people, maybe. Other times, you know, for most people, they're just probably going to feel some kind of sensation of happening, something happening to their body. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Pete's asking, we've only got about 2 or 3 minutes here left, but Pete's asking, could robotics cause poor sporting team performance? And I would imagine anything to do with any sporting team is going to have a lot of robotic programs in it because of so many things. You practice moves over and over and over and over again, and they just become totally robotic. So I guess, I don't know if you want to add to that, Ron, but I think the answer to that would be a resounding yes.
Yeah, and let's just assume you have two teams there, and the teams are being controlled somehow by two different alien races, and maybe they don't like each other, and maybe the alien races that are stronger happens to make maybe, we'll just say playing football, they make the quarterback throw the pass in the wrong direction. You know, maybe it's way off. And maybe, you know, this is not the norm for the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback can throw the same pass, you know, maybe 100 times and maybe have success with it for maybe, say, 95, you know. And very unlikely that they would choose, you know, maybe the special play of the night. And the quarterback that's really well-trained to do this particular pass, everything is perfect. He throws a pass, and it goes over the guy's head, and he goes, man, how did I do that? Well, the alien race got in there and probably messed up his robotic programming. So that's food for thought for everybody. Just think how that could have happened to you in the past. Maybe you're driving your car one day, and all of a sudden you jerk the steering wheel for no reason whatsoever, and you ran into somebody. And you go, wow, what happened there, you know? Did I get a twitch? Did I get bit by a flea or something or what? You know, you don't know. So everybody has this happening to them. So the Q&A is coming up here. That's on the fast chat. You can probably get a couple questions here, Carrie. We can probably go for maybe two more minutes, I think, since we're cut off here. So
we can let's see. Tiffany is asking if it's bad to have a robotic toy.
Boy. I don't know how to answer that one, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine it's probably not, unless you become obsessed with it and use it all the time, but I don't know. Andrew is saying, what is all the white light? Oh, my. So I guess he's seeing a lot of white light.
Yeah, that's the light coming in, getting rid of the timelines that you're probably on. And so instead of seeing darkness in those timelines, or maybe not realizing that you're on a parallel lifetime, all of a sudden you see white light because you're taking off of that. So that's what that would be.
Okay. All right. And then I had a question emailed to me that I'll just ask real quick. If I have a hard time writing down the things to be removed from the psychic billboard, do I just need to do it more? Like, I get sad when I write about sad stuff.
Yeah, you want to keep doing that. Yes, uh-huh. And you might also do the self-empowerment clearing to find out why, you know, you're sad, because one of those emotional triggers is probably in that self-empowerment clearing.
So you just keep doing them until you don't have any feelings from it anymore. You don't get any energy from it more. Is that what you do? You just do the same and over?
Or until you feel your life changing, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So the number for the Q&A, which will be in, when are you going to come on? About five after, Ron?
Yeah. Five after the hour I'll be on, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So the number for that, I've just put it up on the fast chat, is 646-519-5800, and the PIN is 9009, and then pound. And also this coming Sunday is the third of Ron's three Sunday 8-hour healing sessions on the Light Shift, and if you're not on those yet and you want to come on, people should just email you, Ron, should they, at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Is that the best way to get on this last one?
Yes, that'd be correct, yeah. And then we're going to be doing the same thing over again starting the second week in December, and then on the first Saturday in January, we're going to have our special event where you can feel the energies of ascension, which will be quite interesting, because this year, it's the last 6 months have been quite awesome as far as moving ahead. So,
great.
It's been a very wonderful
week.
Evening here, I think. Anything else here?
Gosh, that's Carrie? A lot of stuff. Andrew says he's feeling shattered, crashing feeling inside, and heat wave in heart, chest. I'm having a lot of body stuff, actually, with this last timeline you've been, whatever that last one that you did, I've been feeling it in my chest, too.
Yep. Okay, everybody. So blessings to all of you. I'll be in the conference call, so see you later. And signing off, see you tomorrow night, Saturday, Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, Station 1 at 9 o'clock PST. Blessings. Bye. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.